I'm John Batchelor with the Friends of History Debating Society, and Jeremy Zakas is in New South Wales. We are awaiting ashes. The calendar, I now correct myself. The calendar says that ashes, the series between England and Australia that has been played in perpetuity since the 20th and perhaps the 19th century, that match is about to begin in July within the next 60 to 90 days. It's a five-day test. It'll be in England. And the English team is now trash-talking the Australian team. How? The English team has a man, what representative, who's saying the Australian victory in 21 didn't count.
That's right, 21. Yeah.
Doesn't count. Now, Jeremy, how can it not count? Did he have an explanation for not counting?
Well, John, this is English cricket veteran Stuart Broad, and he's, I guess, hated Australia for a long time. And it's all professional, because he has been beaten many times by us is the best way to talk it. And the way that he's claiming now that our Ashes win in 2021, in January of 2021, where we beat England 4-0, I might add, so the English barely even turned up there. It was basically the series was null and void because he blamed the fact that COVID was around and travel restrictions meant that the English team, they had to go through a few more loopholes to get down here to Australia. They had to take some quarantine time. And then when they got here, they weren't allowed to socialize as much, meant that they had these unfair restrictions placed on them, which is the reason why they lost so badly to Australia. Now, John, let me just point out straight away here that I think Stuart's forgetting the fact that during the whole quarantine time that the English team had when they first came here to Australia ahead of the Ashes series, they were actually able to get some exemptions which allowed them to go ahead and train and practice. So, in fact, what normally would have been a quick turnaround where the English side turns up in Australia, they get a few days, then go onto the field for Ashes, they potentially got up to 2 weeks of extra practice and psychological training that they normally wouldn't get before an Ashes series. So the reality is they should have been a little bit better prepared because they're already acclimatizing in Australia due to the extra quarantine requirements. And then the socialization skills, I don't know if you remember back during the Ashes there, John, but the reason that the English side believed themselves that they actually failed so badly was that the team was allowed to socialize between each of the tests. So what was happening was the Australian side were being good, I guess, players and staying in their hotels and continuing to remain focused on the game, while the British team was constantly seen out on the town, socializing, having a lot of drinks, and then going back to their hotels in between games. So it was the socialization at the time that was claimed to be the reason that English team may have not done so well. So, John, I love the smack talk, but it's funny that it's got to this point where, you know, Stuart Broad's saying it's null and void, that Ashes series, but, you know, it was the English side that did it to themselves. So I love it. I love the psychological aspect of this, John. But, you know, we're pretty thick here in Australia. We're thick and hardy. I don't think it's going to affect our team.
All right, let me understand this. The English team is claiming it doesn't count because they weren't able to socialize. That's their explanation?
That's it. That is literally the foundation of the argument, saying that the restrictions of COVID, the inability to socialize, made them play badly.
Now, Jeremy, is that a euphemism for we couldn't drink as much as we wanted to? Is that what he's talking about?
Actually, I never thought of it like that. In fact, that's possibly why it is. Or maybe our beer's too cold for them down here because, you know, England, they drink their beer warm. So maybe socialization, if you look at it in air quotes there, that might be what he's toe-tapping.
Now, this has nothing to do with the play on the pitch. You call it a pitch, right? A pitch. The play on the pitch. So do they get to that later, or is this their big story? The last one didn't count, and therefore the Australian team now has to show up and beat us. Is that's the extent of it, or are they going to individually trash-talk players?
No, this, look, John, this is the interesting part. All the trash talking that's happening now is based on the fact that it's almost like a personal attack on Australia in the latest Ashes series. It's all about socialization. It's all about, you know, the English players could have done better in a different world. But that's interesting, John, insofar as they're not talking about the technical aspects of it. And the only time that Bazball has been mentioned by the British side is to say that, you know, Bazball has upset the old apple cart on how old cricket and conservative cricket used to be played, because it's making it much more like a franchise and, I guess, a much faster game instead of strategic. So even the technicality of Bazball, they're not really attributing to the fact that they lost last time and that they could win this time. So honestly, John, I mean, this far out from Ashes, which is it's much closer than people realise. You know, normally they should be talking about the technical side of the English and how well they're going to do. But I think if you read between the lines here, because here in Australia, we've had a long campaign to get ready for this series because Bazball has scared us and we need players that can counter it. It sounds like the English side may not have their team fully selected yet and may not be quite confident yet that they have the right mix to beat the Australian side, because the Australian side or the Australian selectors have been very coy on some of our key players that will form a critical part of our team. So I think that's scared, John. I can say it as an Aussie. I think the Brits are running scared already.
I like that little piece of I'd say, Jeremy trash talk when you mentioned warm beer as opposed to cold beer. That's very nicely done, Jeremy. Very nicely done. I'm sure the English heard that very acutely. Jeremy Zachas, my coach for, you notice we're not playing cricket here. We're playing cricket trash talking, which is exciting. I understand that. The Ashes match is in July, many weeks to go before they actually start bowling. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.